Well, good morning, everyone. It's lovely to be in worship with you this morning. And thanks to the team for the beautiful singing and bringing us into an attitude of receiving God's word this morning. The scripture we read today talks to us about forgiveness. Sometimes we think we understand forgiveness, but I encourage you to ask yourself the question this morning, do I really understand forgiveness? Today we are starting a new series, as we've said, and we're calling it Love Like Jesus. Often we think we can't love like Jesus because, well, he's Jesus, isn't he? And we're just us. We're mere human beings. However, we are not just called to receive the love of Jesus, but we are actually called to love other people like Jesus does. Today we're going to look at the theme that Jesus forgave sinners. We're not only sinners who receive forgiveness, but we are sinners who are actually called, and called because of the love of Jesus. We are called to love him and to forgive others as well. Imagine for a moment Jesus hanging on a cross, and I know that this imagery is difficult for some. Jesus never sinned, yet was still hung on the cross between two criminals. There he hung. He was mocked, jeered at, spat on, ridiculed, and tortured. It was in this moment, in all of history, that we will hear the greatest prayer of forgiveness ever prayed. Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. In his agony and pain, he prayed for them who had hurt him. In his agony and pain, he prayed for forgiveness for them who had done the most unforgivable thing. He didn't ask his Father to take away his pain or to speed up his death. To our minds, this is hard to accept. For those of you out there with children and grandchildren, you will understand how it feels when your child has been hurt. The child you love with all of your life is in pain. God watches on as his only child is tortured and killed. Yet, even with his last breath, Jesus pours out his love in the form of a prayer of forgiveness for those who would harm him. If you are over 3 years old, then someone somewhere in your life has hurt you or caused you pain. It could be anything from hurt feelings to killing someone. Sometimes life is so unfair. Pain is pain, and our personal journey to forgiveness is ours. But this journey isn't one that we need to walk alone. Sometimes when a pain experience happens, the first person we blame is God. Because God should be able to fix everything, right? The next person we blame is us. And oftentimes, that's where it stays. And we continue to punish ourselves rather than take up the gift of forgiveness that is freely offered. We would prefer to continually punish ourselves for whatever misdemeanor we have caused, whatever pain is happening. We are so sort of designed, not really designed, but we're sort of caught in this misunderstanding that we deserve to be punished. Whereas Jesus came and told us, I do this for you. I forgive all of your sins because you are my child. So I say all of that to ask the question, how do we love like Jesus? Forgiveness is at the heart of the gospel. Jesus came to forgive sinners. That was his whole thing. He came here to teach forgiveness, to teach love, and to be the example of the greatest love and the greatest forgiveness. And having said that, he taught us to do the same. We are followers of Jesus, and we are recognized for that by our love for each other. How do we learn to forgive like Jesus? This is not an easy lesson. I'm not even going to pretend that it is. The first thought is that Jesus actually is teaching us to pray for those who hurt us, whereas we would rather say, you can die in a ditch. But Jesus calls us to pray for those who hurt us. That's what Jesus was doing on the cross, and that's what he taught us to do. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who hurt you. Our version of praying for them and Jesus' version of praying for them are wildly different. Pray for those who hurt you, he says in Matthew 5, and the crowd had never heard anything like it. This particular crowd had never heard this kind of teaching before, and in fact, they had been taught the very opposite of that. You've heard it said, love your neighbor. You have also heard it said, and hate your enemy. But Jesus was quite radical for his time, and he says, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. Perhaps there's been a time in your life where you've gone, no way, I am not praying for them. I know I have. I have had a situation in my life where a person destroyed me in such a way that I thought I would never recover from it. I thought I would gain some kind of vindication by harboring such unforgiveness towards them. But that doesn't hurt them, does it? It destroys you from the inside. Jesus tells us very plainly to love our enemies. This is probably the hardest thing that Jesus would ask his people to do. Often we don't think about what loving our enemies really means until we have an enemy. Then all of a sudden, we don't want to love our enemies anymore. We just go along on our Christian journey. Oh yes, love our enemies, love our enemies. But when there is a persecution, when there is a hurt and there is an enemy to our faith, we find our true testing. Can we love our enemies? Can we pray for them the way Jesus has taught us to? Loving our enemies doesn't mean avoiding them so that we don't have a run-in. It doesn't mean orchestrating your life around different things so that you never meet up. Loving our enemies means bringing them to the throne of God and giving all of our griefs over the matter to him. How do we love the person who has devastated our lives? We pray for them. We don't pray that a wall falls on them as they walk past it, but we definitely pray for them. But why? Why would Jesus teach such a thing? Well, it's as simple as attitude equals action. If I'm praying for someone, what happens? My attitude starts to change. A right attitude leads to a right action. You start by doing something right, even if it's only in your own mind. Start to renew your mind, and eventually, right attitudes will lead to right actions. Now, let me tell you this. When you start praying for someone that you hate, or you believe hates you, or has been an enemy to your faith and beliefs, when you start to pray for them who persecute you and cause you all kinds of harm, your prayers won't necessarily change them, but they will absolutely change you. The world is going to teach you to love those who love you, and that's lovely. But it is also going to teach you to hate those who hate you, and that's less lovely. Jesus says no. We pray for those who hate us. who persecute us and will cause all kinds of evil to come down upon us. God freely forgave us, and now as Jesus followers, we are called to forgive in the same manner that we have been forgiven. It's a journey. And it's a journey that isn't an easy one, but it is a possible one. How do we forgive the unforgivable? And in our minds, there are things that are unforgivable. There are journeys that take people to dark places and to do despicable things. Sometimes we are on the receiving end of those things. So how do you forgive the unforgivable? At some point, we have to make a choice. You may not be there yet. And everyone has their own journey of forgiveness. But I said it before, you don't walk the journey of forgiveness alone. Jesus teaches us how to forgive, and he's there with us every step to nudge us in the right way of forgiveness. How we feel is our choice. We can allow our joy to be stolen by unforgiveness, or we can choose to reclaim our joy and therefore our lives. This morning during our reflection time, I'd like you to consider this quote from Anne Lamott. She said, "Bitterness is like drinking poison and hoping that the other person dies. The same can be said for forgiveness. Forgiveness can be like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies." So this morning, think about your journey of forgiveness. Think about how a lack of forgiveness is stealing what you need to be fulfilled in your journey. As our team comes this morning, and as they sing, take this opportunity to think about not the events that have hurt you, but the way in which you can pray for the feelings that you perhaps harbor. Seek out God and all that he is trying to teach us this morning. Bless you, church.